You are listening to RTRFM and this is Breakfast. And coming up next, well, coming up right now, in fact, we've got the local act, Sugar Wife, led by Damien, and with a whole bunch of other people that you'd know from many other bands as well around Boorloo. They've got their new album coming out. It's in fact their debut album as well, which, well, the single was called is called Slack, but Ablations is the name of the album. It's the debut album, as I mentioned, and from the band. Damien and Mark join me right now. Good morning.
Morning.
I was quite surprised when, debut album, really? Because you guys have been around for, well, yeah, quite some time.
Yeah, there was a, I don't know if you heard, but there was a pandemic.
Yeah.
It got in the way. But I guess it has felt like a really long time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's an absolute relief to finally have it out in the world for other people to listen to.
It's quite expensive making an album too. It takes a little while.
Yes. And I guess there was a lot of kind of backlog with booking recording space as well.
Yeah.
Like everything can't be recorded in the bedroom, can it?
Yeah.
Especially because this album just sounds really like, lush is probably not the word to use, but it's very, I know, grand.
I'll take
very
lush.
Lush is nice. Okay. No worries. Was that always the intention, just to have a very kind of broad stereosonic kind of album?
I never thought about it.
What were your intentions?
What were my intentions? Goodness. I guess it was always a bit of an intention to have like some kind of, like, not just a bunch of songs I put together so everyone can listen to them. It's like there is a sort of, they're all connected in a way. I always wanted to do that. I think growing up in an age where an album still meant something compared to, you know, singles and all that stuff now.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the things that kept it all together.
Like a statement, basically.
I suppose so.
Yeah. Because it is a personal album for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I could try, about 8 minutes past eight on a Wednesday morning, try and name the two terms of of the two heart conditions
it's
you've
all right.
had.
I know that.
You're well-versed.
So atrial fibrillation.
Yes.
And supraventricular tachycardia. But atrial, it's easier to say AF than SVT.
Okay.
So AF is an irregular heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then SVT sort of can come from AF, and it's an irregular heartbeat, but also really fast. And it makes you feel not so good.
Yeah.
To put it simply.
Especially when together as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Has it been a lifelong thing?
The first time it happened was year 9 swimming carnival.
Okay.
I got out of a race that I didn't want to do.
Right.
I was born with it. So since I was a teenager.
Right. So how scary was it? It's something that you're now coming out the other side of, like during COVID and all that as well. Would that have been compromised or?
Yeah, well, it was finally fixed in 2019. So just in time. Yeah, right. Thought we'd tie it up, you know, get it out of the way.
So a lot of the album's kind of framed around that then?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like the first single we put out, Born to Lose, from last year, like the first couple of lines are just something that when my last operation on my heart was booked, like the person on the phone, that's literally the instructions she gave me.
Right.
So I thought I'd write them down, and then I ended up turning it into a song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so in what frame is that kind of Born to Lose then?
Well, I guess because I was born with this heart condition.
Okay.
I'm not born to lose.
Right.
Yeah.
So some of the other members in the band, of course, you got your good self there, Mark, playing bass.
Yep.
In this That's run right. as well, but you've also got Bridget Cleary as well, who I've always thought, excuse the ignorance, has always I thought been more from the jazz side of local music scene.
That's very fair to say. Yeah, yeah. Bridget and I were in another band many moons ago, and when I was putting a call out for people to put this one together, she wanted to join, which was a very welcome surprise.
Yes.
And a blessing.
And a blessing. Yeah.
Incredible
absolutely.
Sax player.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, that's fantastic. But who are some of the other members in the band? You've got a close friend playing with you as well.
Yeah, so I've got Anthony, who I've known since high school. We've been playing together He pointed it out the other day, 16 years we've been playing together.
Yeah.
So we were in another band together a long time ago as well.
Yeah.
I can't really imagine doing something without him.
Mm.
It's that kind of thing. So he's another blessing.
Mm.
And then also Ryan, who is our drummer and also recorded the entire album. So that's also a massive blessing. It comes with a recording studio.
It might be a bit of a cost save as well, referenced to before.
Yeah,
when looking for band members, it was like one of the ticks. Can you record and have
yes.
a studio?
Yeah.
All right, you can join.
So this is another band you're in as well, Mark, because you're in Odd Law as well.
I'm also in Odd Law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you were in New Zealand when Odd Law were performing at...
We had to do Recklink without him.
Oh, yeah. Wow. At the Community Cup, which, of course, the New Sounds won again. So congratulations to them back to back. But
yep.
Are you kind of torn with playing for the New Sounds as opposed to...
No, actually, it was an easy decision for some reason. I don't really think of myself as a musician.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not going to be shunned by the music community then for playing for the New Sounds?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's all right then. And you ended up on the winning team. So.
Yeah, I made the right choice.
Yeah, it's fine. How did you come across Angie Coleman to do the duet on the album?
Oh, wow, yeah. I've been following her on Instagram, as everyone does. But then Odd Law did a show at the Aardvark, and Angie supported. And I always knew that song. I wanted it to be some kind of duet. And then when I saw Angie play live, I was like, yep. the rest is history.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she was just like, yep, absolutely.
She was super keen. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. Because it's a really great music video for that one as well, where it's all about the music. But how did that come together? Because it was kind of...
That was... I was thinking about that this morning, actually, like my favorite parts of Slack and the music video, which I'm really pleased with, was it all sort of came together at the last minute.
Yeah.
So like all the backing vocals and stuff, that all happened in the studio. I hadn't planned that. And then the music video, I had this ridiculous idea that was going to be all like, it was a different one-shot idea, but we only had like 4 hours and it wasn't going to work because I don't have a film crew. So yeah, came up with the smart one shot. That's just the room that we practice in as well.
Oh, fantastic. Now Angie's going to be performing with you guys, going to be supporting for the album launch, which is coming up in the next few weeks. It's going to be at the Bird.
Correct. Yeah, on the 12th, November the 12th.
And also Teen Angst is playing with you guys as well.
Yeah.
I can assume that the single may be, performed with Angie coming up on stage. But
absolutely. Yeah. Yep. So. She'll be on stage with us as well.
Okay, not a problem. Is this one going to be explored as so far as going over east, or is it more just a hit up Bandcamp, go get it? Or is it going to be in physical form as well as so far?
All those things were in the pipeline at one point, but it's like it was a matter of either putting the album out now or, waiting.
Waiting for it to be pressed in a year's time or something, because they've got Foo Fighters Best Ofs to to put out there. Fantastic. Apart from the album launch is coming out, what was the date again? Is it
November 12th.
Yep.
Which is a Saturday.
Correct. Yep.
So that's going to be happening at the Bird in William Street. Any other shows coming up?
Yeah, we're actually playing Whamfest.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, so the weekend before.
That's right.
Yeah, we're playing in the State Theatre Courtyard.
Yep.
Yep, so really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, and it's great to see that event back as well.
Yeah,
In the courtyard there where it was up until a few years ago, like a few things. And now things are slowly coming back and albums are getting released. And, of course, Odd Law is another band you guys are in. What's going to be happening with those guys in the near future? leave it till after Christmas.
We've got shows.
Okay.
I need to get everyone back together. But Yeah, we'll be doing some shows.
Herding Cats. Is everyone in Odd Law playing in different bands as well? Or
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's
There is about 12 of us now.
Yeah, so it's like planets aligning, basically.
Yeah. Sometimes we're all there. Sometimes people are in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what about New Zealand? You didn't go down to like Dunedin and check out the...
I did go to Dunedin, didn't really get to check out any music-related things. It was a bit of a family trip.
Yep.
A delayed honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks to Yeah. Our friend COVID, to mention again. Yeah. And of course, they got a radio station there, 92.1 as well, which is very much orientated on local music. Yes, they do.
Yeah, cool. So, yeah. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And you can check them out, but of course, next to stuff on RTRFM 92.1. Yes, Sugar Wife, the debut album, Ablations, is going to be getting released. Coming out, was it last week?
Last Friday.
Yep.
Yeah. Last Friday.
And it's a Bandcamp thing.
Sure is.
Yep. It's on all those other streaming things.
Yes, and get your digital copy out there now. And, of course, it's going to be getting launched on November 12th. Guys, thank you very much for coming in.